Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, ickity ick. That's all I'm going to say. You know what? I shouldn't be fixing it. Never mind. You guys decide who's the jerk here, okay?
Let's get through it first.
He wants to know if he's the jerk for yelling at his uncle.
Are you yelling up the chain of command? I see.
Listen to this. We can name him afterwards. He says, over the weekend, I gathered my family so I could introduce everyone to my fiance. My parents and my brothers and sisters had already met her on a few occasions, but this was a larger gathering with extended family.
Family reunion.
Big step.
Yeah.
You mean the uncles and the cousins and the aunts,
you
know,
grandma. Right.
He said, it was a good day with one exception. I had caught one of my uncles staring at my fiance a lot.
Okay.
Then at one point, he struck up a conversation and was getting a little too close for comfort.
Mm.
She tried to be polite, but it clearly got awkward. And I didn't hear it, but she told me about it and has no reason to lie. So she told me to blow it off. It's not a big deal, not to make it awkward.
Okay.
But to me, it's a very big deal. And I feel like I need to confront him about it. He's definitely not coming to the wedding.
Oh, I'm trying to steal your girl.
So I yelled at my uncle for hitting on my fiance in front of the whole family.
Dang.
Now she's upset.
I mean, well, because she's trying to make a good impression. She doesn't want to be the center of negativity.
Don't bring attention to the fact that your uncle's a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just
let it slide, Poppy.
Because we're all adults. You're all adults now. Even though maybe the uncle's 40 and you're 30 or 40 and 20.
Doesn't matter. You know,
ickity ick. You know, they're adults.
You got Uncle Nino in your life. Maybe
yeah.
A little sleazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he's a single bachelor, right? Well, it has to be, obviously.
The annoying uncle.
Doesn't have to be. But
it's the crazy aunt or the annoying uncle.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
But your girl asked you not to say something.
Yeah, and then you yelled at your uncle. I'm sorry. You yelled. Come on. Anybody who's getting someone in their families hitting on their significant other, you're telling me you'd say something, right?
Yeah. You'd want to, but I wouldn't do it in maybe such a public way.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Just because uncle felt forward and, you know, gave himself the luxury of hitting on my girl, I don't feel like I now got to shame him publicly in front of the family.
Oh, you feel like he was shaming
which
he might have been on purpose.
This isn't about advice either, but then I feel like you're a little insecure about your ball, if you will.
But you don't want her feeling uncomfortable. No girl wants to go with her fiance to his family's house and be uncomfortable around their family because they're hitting on her. Ew.
I don't know if it was much about being uncomfortable because she got hit on by uncle. I just think it was uncomfortable because she might have not met him before, didn't want things to get awkward. She probably could brush it off and was just wanting to communicate so that he didn't feel some type of way later, because obviously he saw and noticed something was going on.
You think he's a jerk for yelling at his uncle? Hell no. He is not the jerk.
A little bit.
No.
What set you off so badly? Do you feel like Unc could really take your girl?
No, it's just you don't want him making her feel uncomfortable.
You felt that badly disrespected?
Garbage as women.
I feel that. And I'm not saying
that. And I got to go to my fiance's house and now I got to deal with his creepy uncle? No.
You can handle that in a different way, right? But she asked you not to. right? And it was for a specific reason. And I think you didn't respect that reason and you let your emotions take over.
She doesn't know them. But when you know your family, you don't care. Like, tell me not to yell at my sister. Oh, please.
But that was that was part of it. That was part of what made her feel awkward. I don't know if it was so much the fact that sleazy uncle was out here hitting on her, but it was just the fact that she was at the family function going, oh, this is awkward. I'm uncomfortable. You know, obviously, this isn't going to go anywhere, but I don't know what to do. I just want to be polite.
You do have a point.
What?
I'm just saying, you have a point. I'm not saying you're right. I'm just saying you have a point that...
Wait, one more time. I got a point.
Maybe I really did hit my head.
Relax.
Maybe. No, seriously, because I get why. Yeah, you're saying it's awkward now, and he made it awkward
even
and uncomfortable.
More.
And I'm like, no, the uncle made it awkward.
The uncle made it awkward, but he superseded that. She was trying to just de-escalate and go, please don't. And he said, no, I will.
All right. 414-533-1037. Do you think he's the jerk for yelling at his uncle after he was hitting on his fiance?
Naughty nephew over here.
Somebody said, I love the Uncle Nino Jersey Shore reference, DZ. That is a great reference, actually.
Salute you for catching.
If you watch the show, yes, that's a good reference. Melissa in Racine texted in and said, I think he's a jerk for yelling at his uncle. If he was secure, he wouldn't have to worry about anything. He's allowed to look. Yeah, but he's trying to stick up for his girl who feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, just the wrong time, wrong place.
Somebody else said, same thing happened to me in my first marriage. A creepy uncle was way too friendly and would even go as far as coming up behind me and massaging my shoulders. It was awkward. I wish my ex would have said something and put him in his place. See?
Well, you wish your ex would have said something. Not this one.
That's what the backhand's for. This one.
Back fist, backhand, back something. Just don't back it up on them.
All right, we're going to talk to everybody next.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, is he the jerk for yelling at his uncle after his uncle hit on his fiance at the family party? Ew.
What happened? What happened?
Well, the uncle got a little too friendly and made her uncomfortable. He was introducing his fiance to the whole family. And now, so he yelled at his uncle. And now his fiance is upset. She's like, why did you do that?
I told you not to.
He's icky, but why'd you yell at him?
Mm-hmm.
Either way, he's not coming to the wedding, I think.
At this rate.
Diosmar is in Milwaukee. Day two.
Hey.
Hey, day two.
Good morning.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
Whoa.
You cannot stand up for the creepy uncle. Let me tell you one thing.
I'm not.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk. When my sister, mind you, my husband and I are a gay couple. When my sister got a hit on my husband, she caught these hands. So little Theo is lucky he doesn't catch hands.
Theo about to get right at it.
My sister hit on my husband.
And caught these
I
hands.
Dragged her down the street.
Okay. Domestic violence.
Not the jerk. Is it domestic when it's your sister?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
And it's sibling.
Even though me and my sister do it. Yes.
Joke. These are jokes, y'all. But you saying not the jerk just because you got to stay in toes.
Wow.
Right? Ten toes.
Not the jerk.
Okay, all right. Well, remind me not to hit on his husband.
Hey, same girl.
All right, thanks for calling, Diosmar. Talk to you tomorrow.
Later, man. Love. You said, listen, caught them hands.
Wow, he didn't even hesitate on that.
Feisty
one.
And fireful.
All right, well, let's go to Saucy next. She wants to chime in. I know. She's second on the list today. So if he's a jerk for yelling at his uncle after his uncle hit on his fiance at the family gathering.
Morning, Sauce.
Girl.
Hey there. Hey, my friends. Good morning.
Hi. What do you think?
I need clarification. Okay. Where was it that the girlfriend was hit on?
This is what it says. As I go back and read, it says, I caught one of my uncles staring at her a lot. At one point, he struck up a conversation and was getting a little too close for comfort. She tried to be polite, but it got awkward. I didn't hear it, but she told me about it and had no reason to lie. That's what he said.
Yeah. I guess without full context, we don't know how awkward. We don't know.
Yeah.
If he got handsy, now we getting handsy, ugh, right? But if you're
It doesn't matter what the uncle's intentions were. It made the girlfriend uncomfortable.
Okay.
Fair. So I don't really understand where the hit on was without more contact.
Right.
However, the way he handled it was not very appropriate.
I agree.
And he could have just pulled him aside and said, hey, you're really making my girlfriend uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You need to.
But he's not to blame.
He's not to blame.
He is not.
You're like, oh, he made it awkward. No, the uncle made it awkward.
Correct. Correct.
Made it awkward in like a side way, though. If I think I hear where Saucy's coming from, because
we can only control the way that we react to people.
Correct.
And I'm sorry, but you look like a crazy person when you're flipping out and yelling at somebody.
A little insecure at that, too. You're at a family function. Everybody,
you know what? If you were talking to me about 5 years ago, I would have been like, take him outside.
Gross.
However,
Saucy, I'm proud of you.
No.
Proud of you, Saucy.
No, the way that you react, it means
it's
a lot, and it talks about your character, and your character is better than that, and he probably made his girlfriend feel uncomfortable after opening his mouth that.
He did. That's why she's upset.
Wouldn't his girlfriend would have felt better if he would have actually sat down and said, hey.
Hold on. This feels like gaslighting. It feels like we're gaslighting the boyfriend for something he had nothing to do with. Like the uncle's the one who hit on him, and now we're angry at the boyfriend for sticking up. Or the
I'm
fiance
not angry
for
at the boyfriend.
I respect him
for
sticking up.
Saucy,
hear me out. I respect him for sticking up, right? It was just the time and the place. You pull him off to the side and you go, Unc, what you're doing right now is not okay. Rather than lashing out so publicly and shaming him, we know he's probably the sleazy uncle. You got to hit him to the side. And rather than making it worse for your girl, which is what you ended up doing, it's not about gaslighting. I fully respect him standing up for his girl, defending his partner. But it was the fact that he did it in the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Clock that TDZ.
I'm gonna put that on the T-shirt. Clock that TDZ.
Yeah. Jerk.
Saucy saying jerk.
Oh hell no.
Sorry.
Fine. Jerk for the way.
Fine.
Not for doing it. Jerk for the way.
I don't have the emotional strength to fight you today. So fine. Fine, Saucy.
Much love. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. So now we are split down the middle. 50-50. Damn. All right, let's go to Julian and see what he thinks in Milwaukee.
Ooh, tiebreaker.
Wow, is he the jerk for yelling at his uncle after the uncle hit on his fiance at the family party? Ick.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't have the ick now, boy.
Not the jerk.
Amen.
All right.
Go on.
All right. I actually dealt with this. I think it was when... I forget if it was my dad first met Nancy, or maybe he had already met her, but we were all at my mom's house, and we went there for dinner. We had family over, and we were going downtown Chicago to go clubbing.
Yeah.
And so we get changed. We come out. They want to take pictures. Nancy has on, like, this dress or whatever, and she had a long coat over it.
Mm-hmm.
We take pictures, and my dad's like, oh, open it up. Let's see more, blah, 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 blah. Like,
ew.
And everybody knows my dad is like the big flirt, whatever, regardless.
Okay,
so like
he's friendly.
Comment, yeah. So the first comment I let slide, then he kept going
but
on.
But I got
with
inappropriate.
It.
It's like, all right, but he doesn't see it as inappropriate.
He's just going to show off the outfit, show a little leg, and really doesn't read the room. And people going, yo, that's
so
normal
gross.
To say to somebody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I literally went off and I was like, shut up. You're being inappropriate. Like, you're not funny. And like, he starts laughing and everything. And I literally went off on him.
Yeah,
like,
no, that's
icky. It doesn't matter if it's family, friends. For me, I don't care where we are. If you're disrespecting my girl, my wife, fiance, whatever it is, like, I'm going to call you out on it because I'm the man. You're supposed to be her protector and make her feel safe. It shouldn't matter who it is.
Okay.
I'm too emotional for this.
Even if your girl would have said, please don't say nothing.
I don't care. I'm stepping in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Easy stepping in for his woman.
I'll deal with it later.
He's that like, part, she'll be fine.
I said, I'll deal with it later, brother. Flexing the respect that. On that, man.
Love it, Julian.
Yes,
love it.
Yes, sir. All right.
And love you. Have a good day.
All right, love you guys. Bye.
Love, man. Bye. Peace.
Wow.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk for yelling at the uncle who hit on his fiance.
That part.
Ick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.